Unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious. In our previous broadcast, we considered this verse, and I would like to pursue it a little further today. These words were spoken by the Apostle Peter as he wrote under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit. Of course, he referred to the Lord Jesus Christ. He mentions also in this epistle that he wrote about the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. But here, with reference to the Christians, those who believe, unto you, the Lord Jesus Christ is precious. Again, as in our previous broadcast, I want to ask you, listening friend, is the Lord Jesus Christ precious to you? Is he of high value? Is he held in great esteem? Is he dearly beloved by you? Some people who claim to be Christians give little thought to the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But unto the Christian, Peter says unto you who believe, he is precious. He's valuable. He's held in high esteem. Let me ask you, what is it that makes the Lord Jesus Christ more precious to one Christian than to another? Or to put it in another way, what makes the Lord Jesus less attractive or less precious to one Christian than to others? May we suggest that the thing that causes this difference is the sin of unbelief on the part of those who find him less precious. The same sin that condemns the unbeliever, the sin of unbelief, is the sin that comes into the Christian's heart, into the believer's heart, and makes the Lord Jesus, to them, less precious. In Isaiah chapter 53, we read that he is a root out of a dry ground. He hath no beauty, no form, no lordliness. But to the eye of faith, to the one who knows him, to the one who loves him, to the one who is surrendered and committed and yielded to him, he's altogether lovely. In the language of Scripture, we can say he's the chiefest among 10,000. He's the rose of Sharon. Yea, the Lord Jesus can be called, and rightly so, the lily of the valley, for he is altogether lovely. If you're familiar with the story of Pilgrim's Progress, as written by Mr. John Bunyan, you'll remember that Christian and Hopeful, because of unbelief, because of disobedience to God's word, ended up in Doubting Castle. They had quite a, as we would say today, traumatic experience. If you've never read the story, I encourage you to do so. Finally, after being released through the key of God's promises, they reached the mountaintop where there were shepherds representing the elders of the church. And these shepherds told Christian and Hopeful that they could see the celestial city from their vantage point. They could see heaven just off in the distance. But Christian and Hopeful, though they had been forgiven for their sin, though they had confessed their sin, and the Lord Jesus says, we read it in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So wrote the Apostle John under inspiration. And Christian and Hopeful had experienced this forgiveness from the Lord Jesus. But they could not sidestep the effects of sin. Sin had clouded their vision, and heaven was not quite as visible to them as it was to the shepherds there on the mountaintop. Friend of mine, because of sin, the sin of unbelief and the sin of disobedience, the Lord Jesus can become less precious to us. Oh, friend of mine, he is precious to us in a distinct way, that is to those of us who are believers, those of us who are his children, those of us who are his saints, even more so than they are to the angels. Don't forget that when we stand before him, we will sing unto him who loved us and loosed us from our sins in his own precious blood. Friends, as we anticipate that coming event, may the Lord Jesus become increasingly precious every day. Amen. Amen.